it's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
So this week I chatted with Brooke about some anti-terrorism legislation that's currently going through government, which would allow police to look into people who are planning or plotting to take on a terrorism act. And then we also talk about a grassroots organisation, specifically AstroTurf, which an ex-staffer has accused the ACT Party of doing with the taxpayers' union to push some of their agendas. Here's our chat. So this week I wanted to start off by talking about the counter-terrorism legislation that's being put through right now, and it's proposing creating new offences who plan or prepare for a terrorist act. So an act has gone against this, but surely any legislation that cracks down on terrorism is positive legislation, right?
Yeah, you would think so. But I think we have to kind of take a step back and ask, what is this bill actually trying to solve? And I'm not 100% sold on what the minister who's putting it forward is actually saying, because this was brought about after the March 15 terror attack in New Zealand. But the minister has actually gone out on the record in public and said that there's nothing in this bill that would fix what happened on March 15. So we have to ask the question, well, what is it actually doing? And really, it's saying that police shouldn't need a search warrant to go in when they think there's going to be a terrorist attack. But the police on March 15, didn't know that they needed a warrant to go and search, that this person wasn't even on their radar. So it appears that potentially the problem is actually on the side of police and the security and search and surveillance agencies, rather than the fact that we have a law that's not working that needs to be fixed.
So, I mean, surely this is at least a step in the right direction, and we should be seeing more laws come through which are going to help prevent terrorism from taking place. It has been recommended from looking into the recommendations that were given after the Christchurch attack inquiry. Surely this is one step of many that has come out of this inquiry.
Yeah, I don't have details of that inquiry in great detail, and the problem really is that this bill was only introduced yesterday, so I haven't had the chance to look at it in huge amounts of detail. But one thing that I would raise before the ACT Party could actually support it, because we've not said that we'll be completely against it, we're reserving our position, because one aspect that is slightly concerning is they're lowering the standard from a terror attack to fear. And so what is a terror attack is quite tightly defined in the law already. But now they want it to be a fear attack, something that puts fear in the populace. And I think we have to be quite clear, and I don't think we have been clear enough yet from the minister, and we need to know more details about why that change is to be made, because the terror attack provision is quite specific. What is fear is far more subjective.
I was going to say, ACT has aligned this act with conspiracy to commit murder or an offence, when surely terrorism is a far more considerable situation. It's going to have a far larger impact on society.
Well, what you're raising there is that we do already have some provisions in our Crimes Act that deal with aspects of terror. So you've got already Section 5 of the Terrorism Suppression Act that defines what terrorism is. It would include actions that did take place on March 15. But we've also got Sections 175 and 310 of the Crimes Act, which deal with conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit an offence. So we do have aspects already under our current law, and I would argue that we need to be making sure that our security agencies are actually looking in the right place and looking at upholding our laws to be better and safer for society with the ones that we've currently got, rather than painting over and potentially changing the law, but not actually changing what that means on the ground for New Zealanders.
Okay, so moving on to our next topic this week, we're talking about grassroots organisations and AstroTurfs. So a former researcher, Grant McLaughlin, has spoken out saying that ACT created the Taxpayers Union as a way of pushing ACT's agenda. So why should ACT deserve to be in Parliament when your campaign for affordable housing was based on false pretenses in this situation?
Well, I think it's absolutely hilarious. Can I just say that as of last week, I'd never actually heard the term AstroTurf, so this is completely new to me. But also, the idea that ACT founded the Taxpayers Union is completely wrong. They had a separate campaign to do with housing, which was completely separate to the ACT Party, and I'm just kind of stumped how people have put the two together.
Well, I mean, Grant has spoken out on this, and there's been a lot of information around, well, AstroTurfs previously with whale oil, and they've spoken out and said that ACT came to the Taxpayers Union saying they wanted to push this agenda and put out a huge campaign around it. And the Taxpayers Union is made up by a huge portion of former ACT members or people in relation to ACT.
Well, I can be perfectly honest with you and say that I actually have hardly anything to do with the Taxpayers Union. But you can't stop people being part of two organisations, you know? So if you think of, trying to think of an equivalent, the Greens Party, the former leader of the Greens Party went on to be in charge of Greenpeace. Would you say that any campaign that Greenpeace runs would now be an AstroTurf for the Greens Party? I don't think you would.
A lot of Greenpeace is an international organisation, whereas the Taxpayers Union is one that's very specific and smaller to New Zealand, which has pushed issues specifically during election period, which is aligned with ACT's campaign.
Sure, they might have some things that align, but that might just be because they're good policy. But if you take that to the other side as well, take another example. If you don't like the international one, you think of a whole range of different organisations or unions that are also part of the Labour Party. It just happens to be that we're a small country and people can join as many groups as they want. I genuinely am stumped that somehow the Taxpayers Union is part of the ACT Party.
Well, McLaughlin has spoken out saying that ACT did create the Taxpayers Union, and if this is true, why should anyone believe what ACT is saying? What is there to say that other agendas have not also been made up and pushed through other AstroTurfs?
Well, I would say because we're an independent organisation that believes in upholding good public policy, and our desire is to be in Parliament creating change that's good for New Zealanders. I genuinely don't really know what to say here because it sounds like, I don't know, there's some sort of agenda to paint the fact that people from one organisation, you know, are friends or know people in a different organisation. But really, New Zealand is a small place and people have political views. Some people join a political party to do them. Other people join forms of lobby groups. People join unions. There are a whole range of ways that people can put their voice out there. But from my own perspective, being the housing spokesperson, I've had next to no contact with the Taxpayer Union of housing policy.
Okay, so one last question around this, and with lobby groups, especially you mentioned Greenpeace and this Taxpayers Union, should all parties be held accountable for potentially having lobby groups that align with their agendas and potentially pushing their agenda for them?
Absolutely not. I think we live in a free and democratic country and people should be able to freely express their opinions. Like I say, if you are a person that wants to join up to the Labour Party and then you also join a union, it's not very fair to say that the Labour Party should then be in charge or responsible for everything that the union comes out and says. I mean, and you could take that to another point, which is the Mental Health Foundation. They have money from the government through a contract to provide mental health support. They have gone out and spoken against the government, but nobody would actually say that the government should be responsible for every action that the Mental Health Foundation takes. We're all interconnected, but they are separate entities.
Okay, sweet. Thank you. So that was Brooke Van Velden talking on AstroTurfs and the anti-terrorism bill.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.